I'm Caleb Gordon. This November's matchup in the 10th Congressional District will now come down to Republican Lisa McClain versus Democrat Kimberly Bison. In the 81st State House District, Gary Eisen will once again be the Republican nominee for that office, fending off a challenge from John Mahaney. It was a five-way race in the 83rd State House District, with voters ultimately favoring Andrew Beeler. Greg Alexander finished second, Tim Keller third. The upset of the night was downriver in the 7th District St. Clair County Commission race. Three Republicans were seeking that position, including incumbent Bill Graytop. With about 500 votes separating the two, Marine City Mayor Dave VandenBosch sealed his party's nomination over Graytop. Fort Gratiot voters decided to keep Rob Crawford as township supervisor. 139 votes separated Crawford from challenger Robert Montgomery. By a 2-1 margin, voters renewed millage askings in St. Clair County for the Sheriff's Drug Task Force and the Road Commission. And the next sheriff of Sanilac County will be Paul Rich, who managed to win over Steve McKinney for the Republican sheriff race. No Democrats will be on the ballot this fall for Sanilac County sheriff, meaning Rich is poised to succeed retiring Sheriff Gary Benecki this fall. A new survey looks at support for a mandatory mask law as well as a return to a lockdown as a way to stop the spread of COVID-19. More from Lansing Borough Chief Tim Skubick.
The findings may not square with what you see in the real world, but 74% in this survey said masking up is the right thing to do, while 20% disagree. The numbers, however, are much closer on the issue of returning Michigan to lockdown status. 45% say yay, 43% say don't do it. And on sending kids back to school, the state is almost evenly divided. 31% send them back, 31% keep them home, 29% do a hybrid, and 9%, wherever they are, have no idea.
And Michigan exceeded 84,000 total confirmed cases of coronavirus yesterday. Five new cases and five more recoveries reported in St. Clair County over the past 24 hours. Deaths in St. Clair County were unchanged at 53. Two more cases reported in Sanilac County over the past 24 hours for a total of 95, with deaths also unchanged at 5. Details on these stories and more at WPHM.net. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.